We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been a while since we've caught up with Jay Moore. I think the last time I saw him in person was in Vegas. He was hosting the NASCAR event, or one of the guys on the NASCAR event. They do their year-end big deal. All the team owners are there. All the drivers are there. That's when they honored Don Post for Humanitarian of the Year. Dude, Jay Moore took a shot at who's the lady driver?
Danica.
Danica Patrick. And, dude, she had no funny in her face. Like he hit a couple licks, and I'm like, oh. Even he had to acknowledge, that didn't go over well. Yeah, Danica Patrick, not a comedy fan. Yeah, but Jay is fearless, man, and that's what makes him fun. Like he plays a great bad guy in movies. He's got great timing. He is really one of the few guys that, like a Chris Rock, obviously is huge, but. Like, there's very few guys who can do the acting and still do stand-up and be really good at it. Normally, you got to choose one path or the other.
Yeah, you usually lean one way.
And he's really, what are we talking about, 86 movie credits?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
His IMDb has 86 credits.
Yeah, Jay Moore, Altamonts, On Demand, and Comedy Dynamics is the brand new special. Came out a couple weeks ago. Let's grab him. Hold on a second.
Born August 23rd in Verona, New Jersey, he is a comedian, actor, and podcast host who has starred on such shows as Saturday Night Live, Ghost Whisperer, and Action, as well as creating Last Comic Standing, and in such films as The Incredible Bird Wonderstone, and Jerry Maguire. And now he has an all-new comedy special, Altamont, available on Apple TV, Amazon, YouTube, and more. Please welcome comedian, actor, and longtime friend of the show, Jay Moore.
It has been way too long, Mr. Moore. How are you?
You bring me on this Zeppelin, I am fired.
You are Zeppelin worthy, my friend. It has been all the way in person. I haven't seen you in person since Vegas, the show, the NASCAR show with all the owners and the big wigs and the money and Danica Patrick, who I don't believe appreciated your comedy as much as I did.
You know, Danica, first of all, really good to talk to you. It's been a minute. And the NASCAR, that Danica Patrick show, I was on ABC News and they framed me up as like a woman hater. They're like, this isn't the first time women just slam. That joke, it was one joke, and it was a great joke, and
I
stand by it. She was sitting in the front row. I said, Danica Patrick's here. I hope you're not uncomfortable. I know you're not used to being in the front. That's a great joke.
That's a great joke, man.
She just sat there and mean mugged me, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. sat there with his arms folded, afraid he was going to get cut off.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. There was no chance he was going to laugh at that joke. That was a great night. What a bunch of
from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you are. Man, so you know you've been busy. Obviously, Altamont, which I got to catch this one. It's a brand new special on demand. Comedy Dynamics now, and we were just talking before you came on. 86 credits on IMDb, which I don't know if that's exactly right, but that's a lot. And there's very few guys that can still go out and cut a great special once they jump into the acting world. You know, I just think there's a handful of people, but not everybody can do that because it feels like you're supposed to be one or the other.
Well, I've learned over the last 10 months, I'm definitely a comedian. I am a comedian. Like, acting is extra for me. I was born a comedian, bro. Like, I love it so much. I love doing stand-up. I love coming up with new bits. I love telling the stories and stuff that has this special, Altamont, it was, you're going to love this. That was the last special I shot before I went to rehab for speed. So that's why I named it Altamont, because it's like this massive concert where something bad could happen at any minute. Like, I get heckled in it. Let that in, because you see me handling a heckler. And yeah, in March, I went away to rehab for 2 months. And yeah, bro, if you thought I was good before, it is on, because I got all this bandwidth freed up, because I'm not a pillbilly. I'm not doing pill math all the time, figuring out where I'm going to re-up and get my plug.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, we never know we're in the grip, right? Like, we're going to be like, hey, man, I've been doing this a long time. I know how to handle drugs or drinking. And then one moment you realize I'm in the grip.
Bro, I went to rehab, and my roommate did 19 years in prison for murder, Armando. And they're like, hey, lights out at 11. I'm like, yeah, maybe tonight you don't turn the lights out. Hey, for real? I'm laying there in the dark. He's like, hey, man, just so you know, when you hear a rubbing noise coming from over here in the dark, I'm rubbing my feet together. I'm like, oh, well, good to know. When you hear a rubbing noise coming from over here in the dark, I'm doing something else.
Now, can you be Jay Moore? Like, you're going through rehab. That's a tough one. But also, there's that part of you that sees the insanity in every scene. And so, you know, your vision of what others see is different. I always think comedians see things slightly differently. They're seeing a different version inside their head. But you're in the middle of this crazy place. Are you still doing material? Or have you just drop it all and you concentrate on getting healthy?
No, I was out. Like, I did the special, and then about 6 months went by, and then I was unhireable. Like, nobody would hire me. I was out of the business. Like, I was out of show business, bro. And my agents were on, like, at my intervention, and they're like, no, this is it, kid. The wheels came off the bus.
And seem possible.
My agent told me I was in Arizona doing a date, and he said he wasn't going to book me anymore because I was on stage sweating. I was missing teeth. I was all shaky. The audience filled out comment cards and said I was a bum. And that scared me, man, because I thought the weekend went great.
Wow.
I was disconnected from reality. I made 14 grand. I spent two nights with a hooker named Meow Meow. I thought I was up and running, kid.
I feel guilty.
I don't know if that's a Christian name. I think your driver's license is like Meow Abramowitz or Donna Meow.
I'm glad you're good now.
I needed the help. And now it's like, it's amazing how much bandwidth you get back when you're not obsessing over it.
No, the clearing of the pipes, the clogging that comes along with excess. That you're right. You have to blow them out.
Well, I had to get my prostate checked too. I'm just saying, I went to rehab too.
Listen, get it all checked. At our age, we got to get it all checked. You got a finger in you. You got stuff. They're putting cameras down you. They got to take the blood out of you. This is the way life is from us now on.
Prostate exam, by the way, 90% yeah, 10% ooh. Can I come back tomorrow? I think I can get this for 50-50.
True story. My prostate exam, it was a doctor, and he's a friend of mine, which makes it weirder. And then which made it even more strange is I was kind of taken aback at how easily the finger slid in.
Well, you're a whore.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly right. I was like, man, I feel like that should have been more of a struggle. It really just zoop, zoop. There it was.
I said to my doctor, that was the worst. He goes, yeah, it's not the best part of my day either.
Yeah. Right. You and speaking of poo, this story, is it true, the Chris Farley story? When you do an SNL in 93, when you landed there, you're there with Sandler, you're there with Farley, you're there with these guys, and you'd been up, is it true, well, speaking of drugs, for 48 hours?
Me? Yeah, I was up a lot for 48 hours. Me and David Tell were in my office. This story is in the special. This is worth the download, period. Just this one story. It's great. Me and David Tell were in our office, you know, smoking cigarettes, punching the helmet of each other's junk, guy stuff.
Right.
And Chris Farley walks in. He goes, what are you guys doing? And at the same time, we said this, like creepy twins. We said, we'll pay you $100 to go to the bathroom out that window. It's the 17th floor, Johnny. He opens the window. He crawls out on the window ledge. He rests the window ledge on the back of his neck. He's outside on the 17th floor like a jumper. But, like, his face is still inside. And it was obvious right away that he didn't have to go to the bathroom at all. And he decided to take a deuce. And after, like, 2 minutes, you ever see, like, one fig Newton without any Newton? Like, if you, like, chew off all Newton and you're left with just fig, that brown square that drops out of him and comes in the window and lands on my desk. Showbiz.
That's...
But Farley was like the most magical man I've ever known. You know, he was beautiful.
I bet.
Like being around Chris Farley was like having the sun on your back.
I bet. I mean, everybody says that he had that thing that just he was afraid of nothing. He self-deprecating, obviously, and just genuinely understood how to make people laugh. And that was one of his drugs, man. I wish he, you know, obviously we all do. We wish he was still here and that would have been enough of a drug, because that making people laugh, you know, like what could make you feel better than that?
Greatest cast member of all time. I'm going to go Eddie Murphy second, Will Ferrell third.
Yep. When are you going to come back out on tour? When do you think you're going to be feel good about that?
I'm on tour now, but I don't have any dates in the Midwest for a while. I'm going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana in 2 weeks. That's as close as I get to you, but I've been, I talked to my agent about filling up the middle of the country. I got this big map on my wall in my office, and every time I come home from a gig, I put a pin in the map, and it's starting to, because, you know, 10 months ago, it was in a twin bed. They took the string out of my pajamas so I couldn't hang myself. It was a mess. Put me on Seroquel. I'm shuffling around like a zombie. So I see that map, and it's filling up with all these states, but it's kind of around the outskirts of the country. I got to get to the middle of the country where it's... I was in Rochester, New York last weekend. It was 0 degrees. I loved it. I'm like, bring it. Bring it.
Dude.
Of course, because I had a ticket home. I didn't have to live in it, but I was fired up.
Man.
So I'm excited. I'm back out on tour, and I'm, look, man, you know me. I was the greatest of all time before, and now, like, that I'm off drugs and I'm working a program, it's like, it is on, bro. It is
good on.
It is on, Johnny D.
Listen, Jay Moore, Altamont, On Demand, Comedy Dynamics. Let's do a Kansas City date. And I absolutely sincerely mean that, Jay. That's, man, I'm glad you're healthy. Let's do this. I think this would be a lot of fun, man. I think.
Book one though. You're going to be on the show.
Listen, whatever you like, I'm yours. All right, Jay. Listen, give me the rap because I know you got a bunch of interviews. But hey, man, listen. I'm going to watch Altamont and I want to bring you back on the show, but I want to have seen the whole thing.
Yeah, buddy. Let me know how you like it, please.
I will. All right, stay right there. Hold on. I like Jay. I didn't know he was sick. I didn't know he went through an unhealthy time.
I'm glad that somebody jumped in, though, and got his attention to where he could take care of it.
By the way, that's how you do it. You just admit it.
Yeah.
You don't pretend it's something else.
No.
And you just call it. And then that's that.
There's no shame in that.
No.
At all.
Hell no, man. Listen, it just, it got to be out of hand. Now, the shame would be if you let it take your life and you die. Or you go so far down the tube, you're no longer... You're viable.
Yeah, you can't function in society.
You know.
Well, the scary part is when he talks about he thought it was a fantastic weekend and people were like, "This guy's a bum. Like, he's not funny anymore."
It's impossible for me to imagine him like that.
Yeah,
I'm honest. He's always been such a on top of it, good looking, fast paced, really
guy.
Got it all. I mean, his brain is fantastic. He can act. He can, you know, do stand up. He can do whatever.
I was just talking with Michael out of New York, the booker in the other room. Like, he's played a lot of small roles that are the fantastic. Like, if you haven't seen Incredible Burt Wonderstone, which is overall not a fantastic movie, but he plays a little character called Rick the Implausible. He's like a terrible magician. And they're like, "When are you doing your show?" And he's like, "I do it every other Tuesday between 2:15 and 3 in the lobby." You know, and it's so good.
I knew I was smarter than my teacher. It's not like I'm a narcissist, lunatic, egomaniac. My English teacher is doing life in jail for racketeering. It was just this mob town in New Jersey. Mr. Roma was my AP English class. I don't know how I was in an AP English class. He was the football coach, and, you know, usually a coach, or they let him coach, like, driver's ed. Right? No, they put this mook at AP English. He's supposed to be reading, like, Brave New World, Lord of the Flies. We walk in, he's still dressed as a coach. He's got the comb over his fat tummy. One of these Italian guys that breathes way too loud out of his nose. How you doing? Yeah. Take your seats. All right. On the blackboard, this is all to the letter true, okay? He had written, in quotes, "Ignorance for the law is no excuse," close quote, and under it he wrote, "me," quoting himself. We sit in our seats, and he goes, "All right, now, this is AP English. I'm Mr. Roma. You know me as Coach Roma, probably, right? Yeah, yeah. You could do homework for other classes in here. Let's keep it down. Keep the vice principal out of our business. You know what I mean? Maybe put something over the window after I go. And you could do other homework. You could nap. And you could box. I don't give a f*** what you do in here. Just don't bring heat. This is what he said. Don't bring heat on me, all right? Bathroom passes are on the desk. Sign in, sign out, honor system. I'm an adult. I don't need a pass. I'll see you February 2nd. And he walks out of the f***ing classroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.